two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, 92 degrees, KSL's top story. It's not a big fire, but crews say it's a hard one to fight. Fire officials have reopened I-80 through Parley's Canyon, but the fire officials say they still have a lot of work to do to knock down the Parley's fire. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The Parley's fire is acting a bit different than others. Investigators believe they know what caused it.
The suspected cause is dragging chains from a vehicle, so we suspect that it started along I-80.
But Kate Webb with the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land says this is a dirty burn. That means there's vegetation inside the area that has not burned. That could reignite, and they have to have the choppers at the ready just in case it does. Incident Management Team State Leader Jeff Reynolds says they tried to give drivers as much warning as they could about the morning closure.
We get out to social media as much as we can. TLC's right on top of it, putting up the message boards.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:32. More than 95% of Utah has moderate drought conditions, including the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The spring of 2019 brought us so much rain and snow, there were no drought areas in the state. That changed within a few months, says National Weather Forecaster Glenn Merrill, who says our typical monsoon season didn't happen.
Last summer, the term was nonsoon because it didn't really develop.
This summer is also turning into a nonsoon, pushing 99% of Utah into the moderate or severe drought range. Merrill advises going to slowtheflow.org to learn ways to conserve water. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:32.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
Teachers rallied at the state capitol this afternoon for better protections against the coronavirus today. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has the story.
About 100 teachers dressed in red and caravan from downtown Salt Lake City to the Capitol to make their voices heard. They say schools are not opening safely, especially in districts where every class is being held on campus. Elementary school teacher Brittany Goddard says that's a problem if a kid gets sick in a cramped classroom.
A lot of teachers are older and who are high risk. And if they get ill, they're not going to be able to teach their students, and their parents aren't going to get the quality education that they're demanding for 5 days a week.
Many teachers want an online-only option for their schools until coronavirus infections go down, with one teacher saying she's thinking of quitting if things don't change. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:33. More of our top stories now, and here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, more on schools. The Davis School District will hold classes 2 days on campus and 2 days off campus and online. Board member Marie Stevenson thinks it's the safer option for now.
I feel it is a cautious approach to opening, to reopening schools. I strongly feel it meets our students' physical, educational, social, and mental needs. Existing class sizes makes it absolutely impossible to allow physical distancing of our students.
But many parents at last night's emergency board meeting said the schedule's too tough for families and kids are falling behind academically. KSL's top national stories. With talks about the coronavirus stimulus package stalled, President Trump says he'll step in with an executive action.
If Democrats continue to hold this critical relief hostage, I will act under my authority as president to get Americans the relief they need.
The president announced his lawyers are drawing up executive orders providing a payroll tax cut, a nationwide moratorium on evictions, and an extension of jobless benefits through the end of the year. The president did not say how much money would be a part of those jobless benefits. A new intelligence report is sounding the alarm on three foreign countries trying to meddle in the November election. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The U.S. intelligence community's top election official is warning Russia, China, and Iran all have a favorite candidate. The statement about the threat released today says Russia is working to damage the Democrat Joe Biden's chances. Pro-Russia forces in Ukraine are said to be spreading claims about corruption by leaking phone calls to undermine his candidacy and the Democratic Party. The assessment also found China wants the president to lose because they say he's unpredictable and hurts their interests, and Iran wants to undermine our democratic institutions. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And polling for the November election shows the gap between the president and Joe Biden narrowing. President Trump's campaign coordinator is crediting this to relaunched coronavirus briefings. This is not to say the president is in comeback territory. The latest Real Clear Politics national polling average shows President Trump is trailing Biden by just over 6 points. That's compared with 9 points a month ago. KSL News Time, 6:36.
And a quick check on traffic with Ricky Meese. So what's going on? Are things calming down yet?
Ricky? One would think that, but unfortunately, no. Our latest crash is in Utah County. It's southbound on I-15 in American Fork, and it's blocking a center lane of traffic. And that's in addition to delays that linger in Davis County, northbound I-15, Farmington up to the base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, I'm so sorry if you're stuck. Stay with us. Brighten your day. My Minute of News is on the way next. It's 6:36 Friday night at KSL.